Hey, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to W Oldies. Today we have a very special segment for you, ladies and gentlemen. Today,
if you hold it. Are you starting your show?
Yep.
Oh man, well here, tell them what we're gonna do in about 2 seconds. What are we doing?
We're doing Battle of the Bands.
Oh, I love Battle of the Bands. Trying to beat this song. Ladies and gentlemen, if he's going to do the Battle of the Bands, I'm throwing down with the Marcaves. And last night, from 1962. And I was dancing on my mother's dining room table to this. And I got in trouble. So there we go, ladies and gentlemen, the Marcaves from Memphis.
Well, I think I can counter that.
Oh, do I hear a challenge?
Yes, you do.
Bring it, son. Bring it. Bring it on.
Okay, you got it. Wowee. But that was a very good song. That's a good choice. But I think I beat you here.
All right, bring it. That's an understatement, see? Oh. You're not going to throw Cozy Cole at me, are you?
See, since we were both doing instrumentals, I thought I'd go with it.
Instrumentals?
Yeah.
You got rented lips on that one, didn't you?
Yeah.
That was pretty good. Cozy Cole, by the way, a big band player from the 40s, transitioned into the 50s, and he had a big hit in the early 60s, and actually he continued it on. But that you could say that he covered at least four decades, still around. He used to play on in Harlem as well, up in the big club there. So, so I like that one as well. So, audience, you'll have to determine whether the Marcaves shut down Cozy Cole or vice versa, and if you're like me, you'll just call it a tie because it sounded good. But
all right, now we'll see you on the second round. So yeah, we'll meet you then.
Well, tell me when you're going, son.
We're going.
Okay, so tell them, right? So folks, we're redoing this one segment, right? Now I don't think we can catch lightning in the bottle twice, but we'll see. So do what you're gonna do, son.
So I'm gonna start off with Joey D and the Starlighters, Peppermint Twist. So let's see if after this my dad can counter that. So.
Oh, anytime.
That was Joey D and the Starlighters.
I love them. I love them. Don't let me stop you. Right? But, I don't want to make you feel bad.
No. Let's see. I think I made you feel bad.
That was Eric Burden from Newcastle upon the Tyne, lad. And they knocked it out of the park
doing a cover by Little Richard to where Little Richard, when he was in England, when I was there, he said, I want to do that song. Because he thought the Animals did it better.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, that was round two. Now we're going to head on to round three.
You can send your telegrams to me saying, Pops, you did a great song. We choose your song. That would not hurt my feelings. At
all. All right, ladies and gentlemen, remember, submit your answers to lanevanderbreak@gmail.com or yahoo.com. Now, ladies and gentlemen, let's get on to the next round.
And be nice to him.
Yeah, be nice to me. Don't put me down too hard.
Yeah, because you know that Pop's got the music choice.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, I just noticed that you guys might not know how to spell my my email, so I'll spell it out to you. It's lanevanderbrake, and then @gmail or Yahoo. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to continue on to round three right now, and
I'll be still my heart.
And we're gonna have we're gonna have my dad starting off here, so let's see if he can find a song.
Okay, well I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings here, right? And I don't know, but I think that I will go with this. You guys ever play Spades or Old Maid or any of that kind of stuff when you're going through the card deck and you want to take it and you want to flip it down? I think I am gonna go with this one. And it ain't Bobby Darin, I don't think.
Nope, it's not. That's for me, man. How many roads must a man walk down before he's called a man? Tell me, how many seas must a white dove sail before she sleeps in the sand? Tell me, how many times must the cannonballs fly before they're forever banned? No, the answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer, blowing in the wind.
There you go. That's my contribution to that one. It's hard to beat Sam Cooke, baby.
That's Sam Cooke, blowing in the wind, ladies and gentlemen. Now, I think, I don't know here, I think I might have got him beat. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we're playing half of the song to make this a little faster.
We know you want the whole song, though, so go to your record collection on your radios or in your handheld devices or your local libraries and check out the records, right? Or buy them. And enjoy him. Sam Cooke, by the way. Sam Cooke.
Or check out our podcast that we play full music
that's
on.
That's free.
Great oldies. Yeah.
That's free.
So now, ladies and gentlemen, we have... Now, I think I can beat that, but I don't know. We have The Great Imposter by the Fleetwoods.
Oh, I love the Fleetwoods.
Well, I went and lost her to the great imposter. I stood and watched her fall. Couldn't help her at all. Poetry, so sweet, has her at his feet. She thinks she's the one, but he has just begun. All her friends, they just watch her, for they know the great imposter.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was a great imposter. Now, that was the end of round three. I think I won there, but I don't know. I think Dad thinks he got me beat.
Son, are you running a temperature? I had to get you some Advil or something. He's delusional.
All right, I'm sure. Think it's the other way around. Anyways, ladies and gentlemen.
No, mine's Alzheimer's.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go on to round four.
Okay.
So, meet you then.
Anytime. I'm giving the beach music to you guys.
With oneness. wanting to be with you. You could make a blind man see. You could make a crippled man walk. You could make the quietest man in the world talk. Nobody else will do. Every little boy in town wants to get his arms.
It hasn't gotten to the punchline yet, son.
For no one else will do but you. With your 39-21 party shape. Yes, you got me going aiming and aim over you.
There you go. That's the showman.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, I think I can counter that. That was a very, very hard one to beat. I think that my prize is getting in my way a little, but I think that I got this one.
With the numbers throw you on my song, or what?
Yeah, 39, 21, 46, I believe.
Yeah, it's a carpentry song. You know, they're measuring for boards and linoleum and marble top stuff. 39, 21, 48, the showman. Vote for the showman.
Now I think, I don't know. I think I might have had you beat. I'll let you down slowly. You can't beat it.
Can't beat that.
Ladies and gentlemen, I had to play the whole song because you can't really beat that song, and you really can't.
Contraire, mon frère.
And wait for the next round because my dad thinks that he can beat you.
I can beat it. I can beat it. I can beat the earworms.
I'm sure you can. All right, now, ladies and gentlemen.
Absolutely. From Brooklyn. From the Bronx.
Now, ladies and gentlemen,
from the old
on to round four or five or six. I don't know. I lost track. All right, ladies and gentlemen, see you in the next round.
We're back.
We are back, and gentlemen. It is currently 6:45 p.m. And
Earworm.
Steal my song.
Well, there you go. That's my contribution. I think that although Pretty Blue Eyes is pretty good, I think Johnny Preston, Cradle of Love, is at least equal, if not better.
I'm going to bring you guys to and during the British Invasion. But
British Invasion. Is that right, Paul?
That's right.
Now, oh, lovely.
Ladies and gentlemen, well, I think I can beat this. I don't know. I don't know, but let's see.
You know, in Britain, we played all of your American rock and roll. That's so it'd be hard to beat American.
If you want me, it's all right. Wait for it, ladies and gentlemen. We gotta wait for it.
It's all right. Well, if you want me, it's all right. it's alright, it's alright.
Here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Adam Faith. That's all right. I don't know.
Pretty good. That stuntman from England, he did a real good job, right? He later was the manager of Leo Sayre. For those of you who are old enough like me, he did a song in the 70s called I Fooled Around and Fell in Love. And everybody's like, who? But so anyway, Adam Faith was not only rock and roll Adam Faith stuntman, but radio producer and record producer. And that was pretty good, Lane.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, we have, remember, the email is lanevandebrake@yahoo.com. I'll be checking for your email. Now, ladies and gentlemen, let's go on to the next round where I think I can beat my
Well, you can always dream, son. That's the wonderful thing about life is there's goals and dreaming.
You know, we can go the other way around, too. But anyways, ladies and gentlemen, on to the next round. And we are back once again, ladies and gentlemen. Sorry about that. I kind of gave away my dad's song at the end of our last round. But that's all right because I don't know. He's going to play it right now for you, ladies and gentlemen. Here we go. We played that. Technical difficulties.
Try it again.
Here, let's try this again. 3, 2, 1.
There you go, the great Johnny Burnett. I remember hanging out with Johnny and his brother, Dorsey, and right down in Memphis as a kid, and we'd go by and see Elvis, and he was doing good, and that's all I got to say about that.
It's a cool story. It's actually a cool true story now, ladies and gentlemen. We have...
Thank you very much.
I think I can beat that.
Gonna beat some rockabilly champions?
I don't think that you, ladies and gentlemen, will know this song, but who knows? You guys usually shock me as well.
Well, let's shock them. Let's hear it.
Oh.
Frankie Avalon, Don't Stop Now. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I didn't hold back on that song because I think I just whooped my dad.
Man, I love Frankie Avalon, though, right? Frankie! Only other type you could compare with Frankie in those days was Dion! All one name guys. Dion, Frankie, Elvis, got it? Yeah.
He might have just gave us a hint now, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to be going on to the next round. So, he said Dion and Elvis.
Yeah, so you guys ready? Is it turn? Are you going
to... We're going to go on to the next round. We're going to have rounds, ladies and gentlemen. So...
Are we starting yet?
Nope, not yet. And we are...
We're back!
Back! And I'm not sure what round this is, but I'm sure I'll find out when I'm editing.
The mystery round, ladies and gentlemen. But always entertaining. So, I'm going to throw this one up. This is one of the most masculine singers you've ever seen. You had Matt Monroe... You had Frank Sinatra, of course, Dino, those kind of guys. How about this one?
Could it be?
Could it be? Brace yourself, everybody.
Climb up
Oh, Stairway to Heaven. How I remember it well, right? Wasn't that Led Zeppelin? Was that Led Zeppelin version?
No, that ain't no Led Zeppelin. Sounds like Neil Sedaka.
Oh,
now ladies and gentlemen, that was Neil Sedaka. Climb up, way up high.
It was a big hit at PS 146 in Brooklyn. I can tell you, right? Go, Tommy, go.
Now I'm going to change the genre a little bit on you here. I hope you don't cry over this one. I think I...
Cry to me! Woo! Woo!
If you manage a team...
Oh! Oops!
Oh. Okay, here we go. Now, ladies and gentlemen, that was The Ventures, Walk, Don't Run. Now, that was, I don't know here, because
that's 1960.
1960s, ladies and gentlemen.
Yep. Also, they came out with that in 64 when they were cashing in on the surfing craze called Walk, Don't Run 1964. But now, they had a little more bass in it, actually, kind of amplified.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to change genres up here a little bit. Me and my dad are both going to play some mellow songs next round. So I think this is going to be a hard run because I have a lot of good ones, and I know he has a lot of good ones, too. Since he goes to sleep on the couch every night. Okay. On to the next round, ladies and gentlemen. And we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We are talking very lowly because if you guys forgot, this is the mellow portion of our round.
Oh, wow, man. Hello.
Get out of here. Now, ladies and gentlemen, you obviously have... this is an unexpected song for the 1960s. 1967, ladies and gentlemen. Now, a lot of songs were controlled by the British invasion and stuff like that, as well as...
Psychedelic, man.
And
Murray the K.
Now, ladies and gentlemen,
and B. Mitchell Reed.
You wouldn't expect this song in 1967, but The Casinos, Then You Can Tell Me Goodbye.
Kiss me each morning for a million years. Hold me each evening at your side. Tell me you love me for a million years.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, that was The Casinos, Then You Can Tell Me Goodbye.
You missed it before they got to the good part. Then you can tell me.
Then if there it we don't go. Work out,
let it play.
Then if it don't work out, then you can tell me goodbye.
All right, there we go. We got to the part that everyone was anticipating. Sorry about that. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we have my dad's choice. I don't think anyone could beat that, but he may prove me wrong.
Well, we'll see, man. We'll see.
That this heart of mine embraces all day through. In that small cafe, the park across
chestnut trees, the wishing well.
And I'll be seeing. There you go. That's Francis Albert, ladies and gentlemen. I'll be seeing you. You can beat that.
I don't know. I do not
know. I don't know. It's Mr. Sinatra to you, by the way, son. Okay. Thank you.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, let's go on to, I believe, the second to last round.
I'm here to play all night. Folks, are you here to play all night? We'll run this for 12 hours if we can, right? We'll make it a continuing series.
If you ladies and gentlemen want to give us ratings over the charts, we'll start going live.
Even if you don't, we'll do it, right? This is called Humbling Sun on this one because all my songs have been the winners.
I'm sure that.
Ow!
Now we'll actually be doing some live streams, maybe, so that you guys can enjoy live.
Was this like a doctor's office or something?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. Now, sorry about that. An ad kind of played in the middle of my desk. Don't! Song there, but you know, we're gonna go on to the next.
I'm not gonna charge him for that.
Well, now we're gonna go on to the next round. So, round. Whatever, yeah. And we are back. And my dad's already started playing this song. He's so anticipated. Oh.
Popping up soda pop, Ricky, to our heart's delight. Dancing to swing through quickies, jukebox Saturday night.
Hi, ladies and gentlemen. This is Pop of Pop and Son. And we're getting ready to rock and roll with you with big bands. And also, we're enjoying the reflections of the music. So this one's for you guys. We'll be back in a minute.
Being Honeyland, making one Coke last us till it's time to scratch. Money we really don't need bad. We make out all right. Let me up the guy feed that jukebox Saturday night.
Alright, that's gonna be hard to beat, and I don't know if I can beat you on that one.
Hard to beat Glenn Miller.
I don't think you can.
Hard to beat World War II time period.
But you know, I
sentimental choice.
I have a
big band.
I have a
Son, what do you have?
I have a song from 1991.
Oh, I remember it well.
But it sounds like it is from the World War II era. Now, oh, ladies and gentlemen, we have Stuff Like That there by Betty Miller. Here we go.
I was alone on a shelf in a world by myself. Oh, where could my Prince Charming be? But a man came along, made my life like a song, and taught me these words of ecstasy. I want some hugging and some squeezing and some hugging and some teasing and some stuff like that there. I want some petting and some spooning and some happy honeymooning and some stuff like that there. I used to think that love was just a lot of rubbish, a mess of cabbage, a mess of cabbage. But now my attitude is holy lovey-dovey. And baby, you've done it. I want some kissing and some helping and some kissing.
Oh my goodness.
Oh,
that is outstanding. I tell you, Betty Miller, she went undercover in England in those days, known as Bette Midler, right? So good for her. I remember with the 475th Bomber Group when I was flying B-17s out of the 8th Air Force all those years ago.
Now, ladies and gentlemen,
or was that back in 91? Anyway, you were saying?
Now, ladies and gentlemen, let's get on to the next round. And we are
You got to start when it goes
back.
One.
Back. We are back.
We're back from Newcastle upon the Tyne, lad.
Now, we actually, this is our last round for now.
Only for now.
We'll probably be back after dinner, or maybe, I don't know, maybe after a year. No, I'm joking with you guys.
Better be a year.
Yeah, I'm joking with you. Now, we have me starting off here, and then my dad's going to follow. maybe he'll follow with a better song. I don't know. I don't think
you know it's true.
So
we right, John? You're right. You know it's true.
I'm sure. Okay, John, get out of here.
Sorry.
All right, here we go. Beat this. John Mellencamp, Authority Sound. That was John Mellencamp, Authority Song. That's hard to beat.
That is very hard to beat. But being the purveyor of rock and roll that I once was, I think I can do this. Should I try?
You should.
All right. Let's give her a shot, everybody. Bobby Fuller Ford, 1965. Well, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Daddy-O brings it home to everybody. So we hope that you enjoyed it. And you be the judge. You let us know. Now, text us, right? Oh, you haven't done your song yet, have you?
I have. I did mine, John Mellencamp.
That song that tried to copy my song. I gotcha.
Okay. Okay. Well, maybe it did. But I think that John Mellencamp did a little better.
Easy there, fellas. Okay.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, make sure to email me at lanevanderbreak@yahoo.com. I prefer Yahoo because that's what I check mostly. So lanevanderbrake@yahoo or gmail.com.
That'll get us, or send up a flare. Yeah. Either way, hey, keep rocking in the free world. Keep rocking at all times. And remember, bye-bye, bye bonds. Say fat, and don't forget to join the wax, ladies and gentlemen. We love you. We will look forward to we talking to you later. And shall we do the doy, son? It's time for dinner.
And make sure to share our podcast and hopefully grow us a little more than we are. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go. And I think I hear the dinner bell ringing.
Bing,
so
bing.
Now we're going to go for now. We'll be back. But bye.
Aloha.